I don't see it as really so much a collaborative thing as some people on the board. However, I'm willing to be taught, and I hope the program council will teach me how we can get actually more mission-based programming on the airwaves. You're not wasting your time, though, no more than any of the rest of us. We just have some people that are more adamant for their objectives than others.
Okay. Okay. We have a bunch of people in the stacks, and you don't have to respond to everything. But can we let everybody people talk to? Okay. David, Richard, Susan, and then Stacy. David.
I want to make the point. The program evaluations are open to listener members or listeners or all.
Anybody. That's what I was just about to address.
Okay.
So, and what impact does it have on the program council and the program changes made?
All I can say is that I put that out there and did not get a response.
Okay.
I wanted to have more people involved in the program evaluation committee so that people like Herbert could come because, frankly, everybody there was white. But I didn't get a response. So I can ask again.
Okay, thank you. Good. Richard.
I just wanted to briefly pass along something that Dwayne told me a few days ago, talking about Arbitron. I've always been kind of suspicious of Arbitron being of any use to us. It's one reason we look to Arbitron is that it's required by our CPB grant. But Dwayne was telling me that information that we have some sort of an agreement with a group that works with, I don't know if it's just nonprofits or
Radio Research Consortium.
Radio Research Consortium that looks at the information from the point of view of listener sponsored radios or something like that. So we get a little bit more information than just Arbitron. We get it put in a form that's more usable for us. That's okay. Just a little aside.
Okay, Susan?
Yeah, I got a couple of I've got one suggestion and then I've got one comment on the whole diversity deal. We had, I think it was four folks run from this board for three positions.
I believe it was. There was one person of color running. That was Alfonso, and he got the fewest votes. So if this board wants to step up and vote for people for color, start here. Another thing is that at the time, a number of people, including Esther, had been considering running, decided not, weren't sure how useful it would be. So we now have more people of color represented on this board, and when the program council elections come up again, step up and run. There, I think, if I recall from the listener members, the top vote getter was the black woman with a double last name.
Jacqueline,
right. Has she?
She quit.
She quit. Okay, so one of the difficulties is really encouraging people of color to run and then to stick with it if they get elected. But I have a suggestion, and it goes to what I know I fell down on the job about what Stacy's been talking about, what Teresa has been talking about. The program council says grace over. The program council says grace over a lot of stuff. And what would really help it, I think, would be if there was a cadre of volunteers who got together, listened to shows. One of the most productive times I did serve on it, and Stacy came up with this great idea, which is we all listen to programs and then have a round table discussion about them. That we don't just sit there with our own form, but we sit there and we talk about it and we say, this is what I like about it. This is what I don't think works. This is my, you know, it's one of my favorite shows because, or I just can't stand it because. And it's much more productive, and the program council, the program director, management, everybody can use this help and this support. So, Herbert, I think, I mean, it's one of the things I tried to set up and didn't, and that's one of the places where I fell down on the job. The people who ran for the program council and did not get elected, I thought, great group to get together and listen to programs that are currently on, listen to programs that we might import from other places, and do a lot of that legwork. It could be some of the most interesting and valuable work that anybody does. But several of us have not gotten it pulled together. Sounds like a job for Herbert.
Okay, it's almost time for public comment. I know Stacy's still on the stack. I don't know if anybody else wants to speak.
Cookies.
But
she has good
well,
cookies.
Since I'm still on the time, I mean, all we really need to do is just make sure that the program evaluation committee and the new programming committee can include anybody who wants to, you know, it's like if you want to be on those committees, you know, we ought to just figure out a way to open up those committees.
Okay. Did you want to say something to Ron?
Yeah, and I was just going to echo what just said a minute ago in regards to evaluating programs and not just saying, oh, I like this program or I don't like this particular program, but give some concrete constructive criticism as to how that program can be improved. You know, for instance, maybe the host can require a bit of voice training or some coaching, you know, how to speak conversationally. The beginning of the program, the opening of the program is weak. It needs to start off strong, and there needs to be teases throughout the program that will keep the listener. I think those types of criticism are very constructive and would improve the listenership. I had the opportunity of meeting with Grace last week, and we went over some shows that air on KPFT, just talking about them, and even KPFK. She got my input, and you know, and it seemed to be very valued because I didn't criticize the host or the content per se, although content may be an issue, but there needs to be specifics that would help, you know, because I noticed like on some of our programs, and this is just a general criticism, some of our programs, there's the opening music is too long. It's 9 minutes before the programmer says a word. And it's like, you know, why would anyone listen? Or there's, at one point, there was like, the programmer was operating the board and there was dial tones and there was like, oh, I lost that call. Or, you know, there needs to be a smoother way of dealing with those types of issues. But I would be happy to, you know, listen and give, you know, my input.
That's exactly
okay. All right, I'll tell you, it's 9 o'clock. It's time for public comment. We can come back to this after we get through with that, so assuming we have time. But those of you here from the public who wanted to talk to us? Okay.
Hi.
Robert, come on up and just get somewhat close to one of the microphones. You don't have to be
An illustrious candidate, huh?
I don't know about illustrious. You may not think so when I'm done. My name is Robert Mark, and I was a listener candidate for this board of directors. And I've had an opportunity to sit in on committee meetings and watch how this process works. And I have to tell you that there's room for improvement. Like, for instance, with the exception of adjusting the agenda and approving the minutes, it took you 2 hours to do any business at this meeting. Because sitting around talking isn't doing business at a board meeting. Making motions and voting on motions is doing business at a board meeting. I heard a lot about Robert's Rules of Order. The one thing that was moved and voted on was subject to a point of order because it wasn't proper for that place on the agenda. I've gone to committee meetings where the same things are discussed at four different committees without coordination. I would strongly recommend, I don't know what the governance committee is, but I would strongly recommend that the governance committee become a committee where there is a representative from all the other committees that sit around the table and talk about what those committees are doing. I've been to committee meetings where not one motion is made to bring to this, even though I'm told now tonight that the committee can't do anything until this board approves it. No motions are made at committee meetings to bring to this board. There haven't been, that I've seen, any motions that were anticipated to be brought up, except for the one that you brought up about Black History Month, which I assume is still on the agenda where it will be and will be some business to be taken up. But mostly it's like, I don't think people on the committees know what the committees are supposed to do. And consequently, there's a lot of repetitiveness. The development committee doesn't really have a clue as to what the development was, except for they know they were fundraising events and they somehow had to discuss them. The outreach committee also views themselves in that role. There was no communications back and forth. I signed up to be a volunteer at the Miller show, and I never got any feedback from anybody telling me where to go, if there was parking available, or when to show up, although there was some discussion that 4:30 was mentioned at one point at the meeting. But there was no definitive feedback from anybody on when to show up. Communication, I think you got way too many committees because nobody's communicating. And I think that you have to do your work in the committees. This meeting should only last an hour. All the discussions, all the motions, everything ought to be worked out at the committee level, brought to this meeting, brought to a vote. And then if you want to have a committee of the whole to talk about all these issues after the fact, do it. I'm all for it. But if this organization is going to move forward, it has to understand, and I'm not saying I do, but I'm trying to learn, it has to understand the roles of all the parts and what they're supposed to be doing. And this board then needs to be facilitating those agendas forward. So those are my observations about what I have seen thus far. And like I said, some of you are going to be awfully mad because some of you are working real hard doing what you're doing. But I think that if you would define the work of the committees and then get those committees doing it, and you brought up the very valid point that you have four committees on the program council and they all have their own functions, and they're expected to move things forward through the program council, and then they're after, I guess, brought to this board and the advice of management. But that's the way it's supposed to work. I think you'll get a lot more done. I think you'll have a lot more enthusiasm and volunteers for the committees if you actually let the committees do something.
Sounds good.
I think it'll be great when you're a member of this board.
Thank you.
For the profit business, for a long lot of years, and that's you don't have in a lot of organizations the loyalty that this organization has. But you don't have the organization that the organization needs to capitalize on.
Yeah, we don't normally comment on public comment because we don't want to cut into your time, but thank you very much. Really appreciate that. Yes. Other people want to tell us anything? Nancy?
I've laid down the law in Southwest Texas, Southwest Houston, in the Sugar Land area and around, with telling the places that I frequent breakfast shops, whatnot, that they've got to put on 90.1 or not coming anymore. Now, this morning, one of the shops actually attempted to turn it on. They didn't get it. They were trying to tune it in, and they couldn't get it. I have trouble getting it. I have to do special things with my radio to hold it or put it on to actually get it. I get it fine in the car, but I'm wondering if there's something going on that we're just not getting what we need out there. I wanted to give you that information. And also, is it, while I'm at the grocery store or running around or whatnot, if I can run off some little teasers to put on the windshield wipers of the cars, the tea people do.
Tea baggers.
But yes, you got it. For 90.1 for KPFT, if we could just, if everybody did that when they went grocery shopping, who knows? It would be something. Is that kosher? Can I do that?
There's a limitless supply of bumper stickers, and you're welcome to.
Yeah.
I cast these out.
Something like that. That looks. Thank you.
Talk to Eddie.
All right, but just anyway, if we could do something, tweak something.
The flyers. There are some problems with deception sometimes. I mean, I was dealing with government out at times. It's kind of weak with this.
All right.
We encourage people to do whatever they can do.
All right. When I'm laying down the law,
All right. Thank you.
You want it to be okay.
Any other public comment? Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say anything, but I can't sit back there and not.
Uh-oh. Now everybody else has. Mike Jones.
I want to thank Robert for being able to articulate what I was thinking. It does seem, and I made a comment to him, it seemed a little dysfunctional. And I think that with a little self-reflection, you'll have to agree that that's true. And the question is, okay, now that there's that awareness has been raised, what are you going to do? And I think that is an appropriate topic of discussion for this committee, is exactly how are you going to do it? You know, how's it going to be streamlined? And I hope that that's a future agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you. And I suggest, by the way, these things are really great for strategic planning discussions, too.
They're great for the board training.
Okay.
There
you go. Excellent. Good. Okay. Anybody else? Public comment? Okay.
I'm going
to
quit using
all right. Back to the
words.
Agenda. Thank you. Let's see. Can we go on to the 10-minute discussion about the PC,
Richard?
The Program Council Local Station Board Interface? We're ready for that. That was under Program Council. Well,
yeah, I think we did.
We partly did. Did anybody want to add anything else about that?
Yeah, I mean,
this was a follow-up from a motion we had in August, I think.
I mean,
Stacey?
The people who brought it up and wanted it to happen didn't even go. So I don't know why, that just seems ridiculous.
I gotta go.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else have anything to add on that or anything else in the program, Ted?
I was one of the people who brought that up, but it was not a properly announced item on the agenda as far as I can recall. And it was my intent was that there would be a meeting of the Program Council and the LSB together to talk about such issues as Democracy Now!, the BBC, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock programming, Al Jazeera, and what we think the priorities for the Program Council should be, since they are supposed to collaborate with us. If we could only get them to, I think, focus on not the weakest programs, but perhaps the strongest ones and when they should air, I think that we could significantly advance the revenue that this radio station brings in. And I base that on the fact that just by moving Democracy Now! From 9 o'clock to 8 o'clock, there was a significant boost in the most recent fund drive.
Okay, we have Herbert and then Richard on the stack. Herbert?
Well, I was following a lot of those emails back and forth about the Program Council, LSB, and all that. Well, when I came to this board and looking at, I made some observations and kind of reflected what Robert talked about, the dysfunctional here, the dysfunctional stuff that goes on. And as board members, as a board member myself, I'm not so much, there's no particular programming that I have interest in. You know, it's overall what's best for the station and what's going to be best for the community. You know, because if I start looking at it and start taking personal interest directly in a particular program, and it takes away from what I'm really supposed to be doing and what I'm supposed to be focused on. And I've seen those emails flying, and it's saddening that we supposed to be improving what we do around here, but we are tied up and got problems with what's on and when it's on and where it should be. You know, I think we need to look past all of that and work with the Program Council and work as a board and the committees to get our job done. Because one of the first things that I seen, coming around the board when they start talking about the programming, that was more people on the board members, people involved with KPFT had so much issues about the programming and that they lost focus of what really supposed to be going on. You know, and I think that's wrong of us to have to take such a personal interest in that, in what we really are delegated to do. And that's a problem. You know, and I think we need to refocus on what we're really supposed to be doing. You know, and the only concern I have about with programming is it goes back, and I have to look, it goes back to the mission. Goes back to the mission. That's the defining thing about this whole thing. If you lose that, and you and everything as it is, and I've observed it, that it has gotten away from that, and it's all about individuals' interests and what they want and when they want it and how they're going to get it. I don't want to be a part of that. And all this discussion about Ted, what you pushing, you need, I don't know, you need to take that away from the board and go take it up with the program council. Don't pull me in to that because you're wasting my time with it. That's all I got.
Okay, Richard.
I'm sure glad to see these new folks coming along with that clear vision. That's good. This item, I put this item on here, and it wasn't noticed 6 days ago or something like that because I didn't think to put it on there. I was still asleep from coming back from New York. The idea, Ted, it came from you. And I heard it in the tapes that I was listening to, and before I say anything else, I want to say thank you to Lee Greenwood here, who took the notes for me last time, and I thank you for that. You asked that you had your motion to do something or other, but you also asked that there be a time. 10 minutes to set this meeting so that you could talk about the things you swore them down that you needed to talk about. And so you got them. And you know, we've been talking about it. And what Robert said about us going on, we don't normally do that, Robert, because they're, speaking of Stacy, they're Nazis like me that go, hey, you know, let's get to the orders that are on the agenda. But at this point, there's really nothing else. That motion is coming up maybe at unfinished business, should have been handled back during the committee report. But this is the time. You asked for it, Ted, and people gave you this time. And most people are tired of it. And just like Herbert said, we beat that horse, and if you really have constructive stuff, learn a way to work with the program council. That's what it's there for. And if the program council is not doing enough, figure a way to draw them out. I know that in that recording I listened to, somebody from the program council said that they were willing to meet with the LSB folks, and they proposed a meeting like an hour early and setting up something. Well, if you really want to do it, why don't you people are talking about carrying balls and dropping balls and stuff like that. Carry that ball on across the line. I mean, don't just complain. If you want to meet with them and they've said we're willing to meet, then sit down with them and work out a way to meet with them. Don't just be complaining all the time, Ted.
Okay, Ted, and then Teresa.
Yeah, I think this has been one of the best meetings that we've had in a long time, because for the first time in recent memory, or even distant memory, we're talking somewhat about radio. We're talking about programming. I don't know how Richard can assess what everyone in this room thinks, but he did a moment ago by saying, you know, everybody's tired of what I seem to be putting forth, but psychic that he is, fine. And what Herbert said about what I want, it's not what I want. And I could go to the program council, except that they frequently meet in executive session. But when they don't meet in executive session, I could talk from my perspective about what I want. The document that I have right here says that the program council will collaborate with the LSB. That's not collaborate with Ted Weisdahl. That's collaborate with this body. And I have yet to see in the 3 or 4 years that the program council has existed any collaboration. We've delegated to our representatives on that body certain responsibilities, but I haven't even heard them come back and say to this body, what do you want me to do? I think that it's vitally important for this body to make suggestions to the program council as to what should air when, and as I said before, the dramatic improvement that we had in the fundraising that we did at 8 o'clock in the morning with the moving of Democracy Now from 9 till 8 substantiates the importance of the timing of programming. I think we should have waited on this long ago. It took Grace Aaron, the executive director of this foundation, to virtually mandate it, but we should have done this long ago. In fact, we did when we voted 13-1 years ago that Democracy Now should air at 7 a.m.
Okay.
But it took Grace to do it.
It's getting late, and Teresa's on the stack.
It says 10 minutes. Is the 10 minutes up?
I don't know. I'm not timing.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And we also have a motion member that we delayed that we want to deal with, too. So go ahead, Teresa. Or is that all you're going to say?
I don't want to go past the 10 minutes. Let's move on.
Okay. All right. Ready to move on to the unfinished business that we moved the motion from the ARDC at this point. Do you want to read it again, Trent?
Actually, I'd like to yield to Richard since he made it within our committee.
I don't have that motion. I know one thing that it wasn't strident. What you read a while ago was strident. It was to something along the lines of we ask that you not put the fund drive during Black History Month, which is February.
I don't know. Actually, I think I have your exact written document.
Well, didn't you read it a minute ago, Ted? Or I can't remember now.
Yeah, but I want to get the...
Oh, I see, Teresa. Well, I'll make sure we know what motions we're discussing here.
I realize that we can wait, but we heard the motion before, and I apologize. In the interest of time, can we have a conversation around the issue?
All right, Susan.
People do not intend to put Fund Drive on top of Black History Month. It is on top of Black History Month, if I'm not mistaken, at all 5 stations. It is because of the timing of cash flow needs. You've heard we are in a disastrous state. And in fact, KPFT has permitted WBAI and WPFW to renew their health insurance by paying for it from us. So we are going to have to keep generating revenues to support this station and probably to support others. If that is the time at which cash needs to be generated, we will not have a choice. And I strongly encourage, and I know that it has been an encouragement that's come out of the MSRC, it's been an issue that we have raised more than once, that every effort should be made to not have fund drives step on Black History Month or as little of it as possible. But the financial situation is such, we may simply not have a choice. And it is not a decision that gets made by this board. It is a decision that has to be made by management that has the responsibility to run the radio station, manage the budget, raise the money. And if there is somebody here who can raise the money that permits us and can donate the money that permits us to maintain the cash flow without having that happen, please step forward now.
Cut a check.
Right.
Okay, Ron?
I think Teresa had her hand.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Teresa
had her hand before me, so.
Okay.
Whoever made this resolution, whether it's Richard or whether it's Ted, just answer in a yes or no. So if we have a pledge drive in November, are you saying you want another pledge drive in December? Yes or no?
We said that we don't want it in February.
So what's the alternative? Are we going to have it in December? Yes or no?
I don't think it would be effective in December. Are we going to have it in January? Because I don't think our listeners are quite going to be ready for it in January. We're going to start in January. Are you saying you want it in March? Because if we wait until March, we don't have enough money to pay salaries. And I would like Ron to be paid.
Silly you.
So,
thank you for that.
I don't want it all in February. We have had this discussion for the last 3 years. So I would like us to start it as quickly as we can so we don't have it all in February, because I understand the reasoning. You know, when you're having Black History programming, you don't want it squeezed in these hard, you know, pitches. And we're trying to avoid that. But you can see the basic realities of raising money. And, you know, that's just the way it is. So, please, if you're going to vote for this resolution, you tell me where you're going to put it.
Okay, Ron.
The resolution?
Yeah, well, first I would just like for us, I would like to encourage us to be careful with our phrasing. Susan, I know you didn't mean anything about it and you were just speaking in conversation, but you used the word on top of Black History Month or step on Black History Month. As we go about having discussion about this, I think we should probably steer away from that type of phrasing, because it gives the sense that, you know, that there is that conflict, you know, by using step on or on top of. So, you know, as we continue to discuss this and debate this with management and with programmers and with the community, you know, let's just say along with, or try to use a different type of phrasing. That's all, you know, that's one thing I just want to say.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. But also along those lines, I think that we should encourage management, because I think, and it, you know, from what I've gathered from programmers and from the community is that the community, the Black community, is not involved in the programming doing Black History Month. It's just done haphazardly. So along with the fact that there is this fund drive that's going on during Black History Month, there's also questions about the type of, the quality of program that are aired on KPFT during Black History Month. So I think we should encourage management to perhaps solicit the advice from people, and we have some names of people who said that they were willing to work with management in putting together programs, and not necessarily so, because I think that most people are rational and would understand that, hey, we need a fund drive to pay the bills. And we have it here during the month of February because this is the best time to have it. And I think most people would understand that and would be willing to put together good quality programming during Black History Month in conjunction along with the fund drive. So I would encourage us, you know, if we're not successful in changing the date for whatever reason, you know, I would just encourage this body and management to work with those in the community to put together good quality programming. And I think that that may be sufficient.
Herbert?
Just following what Ron said, because someone said in that meeting is that the quality of the programming and what's presented during that month was not looked at by others. And they mentioned that, hey, they're tired of hearing the MLK speech, you know, every February, you know, that could be some more innovative and programs done during that month. It wasn't so much about, you know, the fund drive, although it's understandable that will be there. But I think it was about management selecting and just throwing some what they call black history programming on the air during that month. That was a poor quality and choice.
Okay, let me say before we get to go on to the stack, did we ever get the text of the motion from the committee?
I didn't find the original, but the language that I typed was from the original as I remember it, and the language is, the ARDC endorses and encourages that KPFT's winter fund drive not be during Black History Month 2020-February. This motion passed unanimously.
Okay, Susan?
Substitute motion. Okay. What I would like to do is offer a substitute motion that there is, that is based on what Ron and Herbert said, that it really isn't the issue about having them, when it is in relationship to fund drive, that has to be what it has to be. It's about the quality of programming and the involvement of more community members in the programming in that development.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, some people may have an issue with the fact that, you know, there is a fund drive due in February, but I believe that if it's explained to them in a way and their input is solicited, it really is about the quality of the programming, not necessarily that there is a fund drive doing Black History.
Can you write down my
motion is that management is encouraged to assure quality Black History Month programming that involves community participation, and that that endeavors to
the widest community
participation. I'm trying to get it as something that says, you know, not conflict with or work collaboratively with fund drive needs. So if
okay, so second to the substitute motion.
In minimizing conflict with fundraising, fund drive needs, something like that.
Send me an email.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Second to substitute motion. Okay. Now we're discussing the substitute motion.
I have an amendment.
I think George was first. He had his hand up.
I just wanted to speak to the sense of this, which is if you can do fund drives by just pitching the show, sense money, or you can do fund drives by putting on a show and have a few minutes of pitching in the middle and perhaps the end and maybe the beginning, which my experience is it's actually more effective to do it that way. So I like the sense of this, there's not a real conflict between putting on good Black History programming. And in fact, if it's made aware, if the community that's interested becomes more aware of programming because it is Black History Month, you've got a better chance of raising money from that.
Exactly.
I think that's the right way to go.
Yeah, because more specifically, I remember
let me get to Ted and then you
go ahead.
Ted.
The committee, let me read my notes. It says a committee should be established for Black History Month programming. The following individuals signed on a sheet with the heading, I'd like to help with planning Black History Month programming: Dwayne Lark, Alan Grundy, Ron Reynolds, Richard Uzel, Herman Williams, P.K. McCary, and Amy Turney. I would like to offer the amendment that be the nucleus of the committee that would be open to other members of the community to work with management in making this motion a reality.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that amendment? Teresa?
I'm reluctant to make this too complicated. I'm assuming that you're not going to put names people's names on this amendment. Are you suggesting that or not?
Yeah, these are the people who wanted to volunteer to serve on this committee.
What I don't suggest that I don't accept that as a part of my motion. If you want to put forward an amendment, because I think that it's generic. And immediately Ron and everybody who is interested and involved.
Okay. Actually, Ron was in stack, so and he did make it as an amendment. So okay, Ron.
No, I was just going to add one point. Not this past February, but 2008, doing Black History Month, there was a premium, Black Voices, and it raised a lot of money, and it was doing Black History Month, and you know, and so I, you know, along with what George is saying, I think we should take the opportunity to utilize, you know, the fund drive doing Black History Month to reach out to the community and to get donations.
Okay, so are you speaking for or opposed?
I'm speaking for. I'm just
for the amendment. Okay.
For the amendment.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Teresa.
For your amendment, but I just wanted to reiterate what.
Okay. Ryan and he was speaking.
Okay. Well, we're talking about Ted's amendment right now.
I do want to retract what I said. What came out of the committee was a committee should be established for Black History Month programming. Period.
Okay. No names. Okay. Did you want to say something else, Teresa?
Yes. I think that part of the problem is that people in their mind think that eventually during pledge drive, people tune out because they don't want to hear pitches for money anymore. So that is the issue. And I'm thinking that this motion would kind of encourage the management to start the pledge drive in January so we can finish, you know, in mid-February. So, you know, we can get back to no pitching so people can hear some of the Black History programming without a pitch attached to it or somehow associate.
Okay, we're talking about Ted's amendment, I remember.
Yes. Okay. I'm still opposed to the amendment. I was interrupted when I said it. I think that the committee can be proposed to the program director, and it should already have been done. So I don't think we need an amendment to propose a committee to the program director. In fact, having a committee would suggest that we're more organized, and I think it would lend some credibility to what we're doing.
Okay, but Richard, you had on the stand. Richard?
No, Lee.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lee. Okay, well, you have a point of order. Go ahead and say that.
In a committee of the whole or a quasi-committee of the whole, you cannot pass motions. All you can do is discuss. So what Susan proposed is appropriate when the 10 minutes are up, and my amendment is also appropriate when the 10 minutes are up. But
okay, I'm sorry, you're right.
We're in a committee meeting. We're not in a board meeting, right?
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Lee?
No.
Did you want to say anything? Okay. Is there any more discussion on... Well, no, I think he's right, because the motion we passed earlier was to move that motion to now, later in the agenda, and have a discussion in a committee of the whole. So it's just a little formality. It just makes it a little more informal.
In unfinished business.
I don't know. Is the 10 minutes up yet?
Yeah.
I think it probably is. So.
This is not on the 10-minute one.
Okay, so can we move back out of the committee of the whole?
This is unfinished.
So we need to consider Susan's motion and Ted's amendment. So any more discussion on the amendment, Ted's amendment? Can you read it again so people are clear what it says, please?
A committee should be established for Black History Month programming.
Okay. Is there any more discussion on the amendment? Any objections to the amendment? Okay, so the amendment's incorporated into the motion.
Oh, objections to the...
To the amendment.
I'm
okay, so all in favor, can we go ahead and vote on the amendment? Everybody clear what it is?
Point of information.
Alberto?
Committee. Point of information.
Okay, Alberto?
Is this amendment to be tacked on to that statement?
To Susan's motion, yes.
So correct me, Mr. Roberts rules, because I'm trying to figure out where we are voting on the amendment to the motion.
Right. When you have a minute, then you discuss and then vote on the amendment first, and then it goes back to the amended motion, and then we can discuss it further if you want to.
So at what point in time in the discussion in which situation does the maker of the motion accept the amendment or the amendment to that motion?
Doesn't have to do that.
You
don't have to do that.
We vote on that.
That's not in Robert's rules.
We don't have to, but it can be done.
We have to vote on it. Or I can ask if there's any objections, and then it's not up to the maker of the motion to decide.
Okay.
Once it's been seconded.
But you know what? I really think that it would be more appropriate for the two motions to stand alone. I don't think that my motion really has to be attached to the main motion, to Susan's motion. The committee's motion, I should say.
Okay, so you're moving that you withdraw your amendment?
I would like it just to be a motion.
So then let's take up my motion first.
Yes.
Okay, well, since we seconded that, are there any objections to doing what Ted just said? We'll take it up separately. Okay, no objections. Okay, now we're back to Susan's motion. Can you read it again for us?
If
you,
it says, the motion, LSB strongly encourages station management to focus on quality programming for Black History Month, involving broad community participation and minimize conflict with fundraising needs.
Okay. Any more discussion on that?
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. Is there any objections to that motion? Hearing no objection, that passes. Thank you. Okay. Now, did you want to make another motion, Ted?
I move that a committee should be established for Black History Month programming.
Okay. Is there a second?
Okay. I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Came from a committee.
Okay, you're right. All right. Any discussion on that?
I have a question.
Yes,
about that.
Sandra.
I agree that there would probably be a good thing and consistent from one year to the next if we had a committee that focused specifically on programming for Black History Month. But who's going to establish that committee? The LSB? Or do we want management to commit to
LSB?
Well, if it comes out of this, the LSB, then it's an LSB committee. That's the way I would rule it. Right now, it's a subcommittee of the ARDC, so this would have the effect of making a separate committee, I guess.
Well,
is that correct?
I think that, you know, for it to happen, management is going to have to go along with it, and we have the names of the individuals who have already shown an interest in serving on it.
Can you read the motion again?
Sandra?
A committee should be established for Black History Month programming.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this is them. Okay. So this would be an LSB committee to answer the question, I guess. Is that correct, everybody?
Right.
All right. Any more discussion on that?
I don't think the LSB should establish a committee for programming. That's why I would vote against it.
Well, should have an amendment.
Okay. Any more discussion on this motion?
With the LSB committees, as has been pointed out by several people about our dysfunctionality and things don't happen in committees. And I would think that management, either our program director or our general manager, would work actively with whoever is on this committee. And I don't think it needs to be an official committee. That's just my point.
Okay, right now on the stack we have George, Herbert, Wesley, and Susan, and it's almost time for us to adjourn according to our standing rules. So, okay, George?
I think we have a bunch of people on the ARDC who want to do something on this. I think it doesn't make any sense at all not to encourage them to do it. I think we should vote this forward, and those people are going to have an acknowledgement of their wanting to do it, and that can be forwarded to Dwayne, and we can begin to work on that. I don't see any problem with that in terms of not changing programs around. We're just trying to strengthen programs, so I don't think there's any problem with that.
Okay, we have Herbert, Wesley, and then Richard.
I just want to add that this came out of ARDC that it's no reason that it should be brought on everyone else, because it goes back to who was all of the persons that were present in that committee meeting, and they wanted us to bring it to the board to ensure that with the motion that we just passed that happens. And then we go back to ARDC and it's in place on what we need to do. And one of the main people you left off the list was the Akua Hope.
I only put down the names of the people who put their names on the sheet of paper that night. She was
But she shouldn't be left out because
it's open to more people.
And I'm just saying, in closing on that, is to leave it there where
you're not in the ARDC.
So, okay. The motion, the substitute motion.
Well, you're speaking just in opposition to the motion.
That is okay. Was there a motion that it should be taken up as the LSB committee?
Well, yeah.
That's
Jordan. I'm opposed to that.
Okay. All right. Richard. And then Sandra.
I understand. I think I understand what.
I skipped Wesley.
Oh, dude, Wesley.
I'm sorry, I skipped Wesley.
And George too.
No, he spoke.
Okay. Believe we have a programming committee, a national programming committee. Although I'm not sure who's on it and when it ever meets, if any, I just really hope that we could reestablish that if we've lost it.
Okay, well, right now we're talking about the Black History Month Committee.
I know. I just put it in there.
Okay. Richard?
I may or may not vote for this, but it doesn't matter. I think it's like George says, you know, it's just encouragement. You know, let's do a committee, and if there's something already happening in ARDC, which from that last meeting seemed like there was, last night we were talking to the program director, and I mentioned to him that this was in the works, that the ARDC was going to wanted to look for programming, and he said, "Great, I'm looking forward to working with them. Tell them to get in touch with me." So, you know, let's just vote on this and go home.
Okay. Okay, Sandra.
I was just going to make a substitute motion that the ARDC should work to ensure that quality programming is provided for Black History Month.
Okay, is there a second?
I second that.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
Substitute motion?
Yes, substitute motion.
What impact does that have on the motion?
Well, if it's approved, then it would have. And there's already a committee. The ARDC is a committee, and they could be the ones, and most of the members of that committee signed up to work on the programming. So it just naturally falls on the ARDC to move the second.
Okay. Any more discussion on the substitute motion? Ted. It's getting late.
I'll try to be calm. According to the rules that we are supposed to abide by, committees cannot, unless they are empowered by this body to make decisions, committees have to bring their motions to the LSB. They are a committee. We are a board. If you want to empower us to make decisions, fine, but committees can't do that. And it's amazing to me that after 3 years of this, people are saying the committee can do it on its own. We can't if we're going to follow the rules that we're supposed to follow.
Okay. Any more discussion on the substitute motion?
I just want to say, so how is establishing a committee your motion is a committee should be established for Black History programming. How is it that that committee would then be different from the ARDC, which is a committee?
Not one. The motion that came forth in the committee is what it is. It's probably slightly flawed. The assumption is that that committee would work with management or their designate to implement what that committee came up with.
Yeah, can the ARDC work with management?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. ARDC can work with management, and the committee that you're talking about would not be empowered to actually create and make decisions about programming. They have to work with management. Mm-hmm. Either structure, you have to work with management.
Right.
So this, ARDC going ahead and doing it, gets us there.
Teresa.
I call the question.
Can I hear the substitute motion again?
Okay, yeah, Sandra.
That the ARDC should work to ensure that quality programming is provided for Black History Month.
Okay, any objections to cutting off debate on this? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay, all opposed to the motion, please raise your hand. Okay, so the substitute motion passes. Okay. Thank you.
The
substitute passes, so we don't vote on the original then.
No, we'd already voted on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We approved. Sorry. Susan's already
separated it out.
Okay. Any objections to adjourning?
No.
Thank you all.
Hooray.
Okay. If you could help us put away the cables and microphones and all that stuff, we'd appreciate it too.